Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Hoffeld is here. David is a new friend. He's CEO and Chief Sales Trainer at Hoffeld Group, and he's the author of a brand new book called The Science of Selling, and he's our new friend, David Hoffeld. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. He also is a contributor to Fast Company magazine and on sales and leadership. David, I've been in sales a long time. You've been in sales a long time. Mm-hmm. Is there anything really new under the sun in sales training?
Absolutely. In fact, I say there has never been a more exciting time to be in sales. And Jim, here's why. There has been, over the last few decades, an explosion in scientific research on how our brains make choices and mm-hmm. which factors influence what we say, how we act, what we decide to buy. And the exciting thing is, Jim, when we apply this science to sales, it's a game changer because it allows us to literally sell the way our potential customers' brains are wired to make buying decisions.
Now, this is an interesting, the title of your book is interesting because most everybody knows that selling has two parts, right? There's art and there's science, right?
Yes.
And so your focus is on the science.
Absolutely. Yeah, and because we're at a time right now in history where to ignore this science is foolish. And when I say science, just to clarify, I literally mean it. Oftentimes we use that word very flippantly in sales.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at academic journals from social psychology, cognitive psychology, social neuroscience, cognitive neuroscience, behavioral economics, that describe how our brains are influenced, how they make choices, and how can we align how we sell with that to help our potential customers make better, more confident decisions.
What's the most dramatic breakthrough you've discovered?
You know what? There are so many we talk about in the book, but probably the two biggest I'll share with you real quickly. One is the way our brains make buying decisions with a series of incremental commitments. And the exciting thing is, we know what those commitments are. So we used to think that, you know, selling was this big commitment that happens at the end of the sale. That's not how our brains buy. We make small, strategic, incremental decisions.
Right.
And the second area is emotions. We now, because of some neuroscience research over the last two decades, we know how emotions impact the decision process, and we know how to use that and leverage that when selling.
Well, you know, years ago, David, I learned how, I shouldn't say years ago, I should say decades ago now, I learned about the interim close, which would align with what you just said about all the little decisions people make to get to the final decision. The interim close was a way of putting those little decisions to bed.
Yes and no. So for the first time now, over the last, well, this is in the last decade, we've been able to identify what those commitments are that make up a buying decision. So
right.
It's not just continuation of the sale or getting people to say yes and boxing them in. It's much deeper than that. We know what has to happen for our brains to say yes. And we found that there is a certain core decisions that if our brains don't say yes to, we never say yes mm-hmm. at the end of the sale. So we want to align our sales process.
What does that sound like then? How do we know when we've gotten to that point as opposed to just getting to a waypoint where the customer moves on?
Well, we want to get verbal commitments. So we always say we never want to get seduced by mere comprehension. And oftentimes we do that in sales. We present value propositions or important ideas, and people nod their heads or they say that makes sense or yes,
mm-hmm.
so we think that's buy-in. No, we say no. I want real commitment. And so we want to help our potential customers do that. And the great news is, Jim, the science tells us exactly how to do all this, how to present in a way to get the commitments, how to obtain them, what to do if people won't commit. It's all right there at our fingertips now.
So how much, though, how much – Isn't the art of sales delivering the science so it doesn't look like science?
Yes, there's still definitely an art to it, and that's the application. But what I say is, if you don't have a decent understanding or at least have strategies that are based on this science, you'll often contradict it. In fact, one study that was published in the Harvard Business Review that found that 63% of salespeople regularly behave in ways that drive down the likelihood of the sale. Why is that? Because they violate the science that discloses how our brains make buying decisions. They get in the way of the sale. So the art is applying the science, but the science has to be there. Otherwise,
And I'm not minimizing the science, but I'm just saying, if you deliver the science without it being in a way that's palatable for the customer, they're going to be turned off by that, right? It could sound like you're manipulating them.
Yeah, well, a lot of the science kind of reveals, too, there's so much research. This isn't one study or thousands of studies. I mean, it's tens of thousands of studies we have access to that tells us, well, how do I deliver information so that it's persuasive? How do I deliver it so it boosts trust? How do I deliver it so I can increase cognition, retention, help people understand? How do I make choices easy to make? So there's such a wealth of research. We put it all together like we do in the book. Mm-hmm. It makes it very easy to apply because the research interprets the research. So it makes the art less demanding because that science undergirds the entire process.
Give us one quick tip on the science to that we can apply before we go to a break.
Sure. I'll give you a quick one here that many salespeople aren't aware of or business leaders, but it matters. It's what's called reactance. It's why when you walk past the sign that says, don't touch, wet paint. Jim, what do you want to do when you see that sign?
I always touch it.
You want to touch it. Yeah, we're all like that, right? Why is that? It's something called reactance, and researchers study that.
I just do it to get my wife to yell at me because she knows I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's, we want to do that. We don't like being told not to do something. So why does that matter? Research shows this is called reactance, which is those feelings of psychological arousal that occur when we feel that our ability to choose is being restricted. So we have that happens all the time in selling. We feel being pressured by a salesperson. So what do we do to reduce that? A lot of research on this, too. We let people know that it's their choice. So when we try to create urgency, we want to simultaneously reduce these feelings of reactance by saying something as simple as, at the end of your request, of course it's up to you. Of course, it's up to you. The urgency comes through, but people don't feel that you are pressuring them. Mm-hmm. And that can make all the difference
in the world.
The book
is called The Science of Selling by David Hoffeld. And we'll come back. I'm going to ask him, how do you apply this science to prospecting? That's a different story, isn't it? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.